Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we are going to talk about balance by design, how to design a successful legal career, and most importantly, a happy life. Our guest today is Marianne Merritt Talbot. She is the Executive Vice President of SCG Legal, an award-winning international law firm consortium, and she's the author of a new book called Balance by Design, A Planner for Women Lawyers with a Life. Marianne's background, she started out as a litigator, specializing in complex commercial litigation. She did this for 14 years in D.C. and Virginia and New York. She's also an adjunct law professor at George Washington University School of Law and the American University and Washington College of Law. She is the business owner of a coaching, training, and BD company in Manhattan. Also, she was formerly business development coach and BD professional at Blank Rome. And Marianne is here today to talk about her new book and her formula for how legal professionals, both lawyers and others, can build success and happiness in their careers and in their lives. Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Thank you, Guy. I'm really delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we're really delighted to have you. So before we get started, I mean, you have such an incredible background. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you started as a lawyer, then you focused on marketing and business development, you've done coaching. You know, tell us a little bit about your life journey and how you got to be where you are today.
Well, thank you so much. I was very lucky. When I graduated from law school, I always knew I wanted to do civil rights law. I was very dedicated to doing civil rights and women's rights law. And I was hired by a lawyer named Phil Hirschkopf, who won the case of Loving versus Virginia, which many of us know is the famous case that got rid of laws that banned interracial bans against marriage. And he would always sit down with me and say, Marianne, how can we approach this case differently? How can we be creative? And so no matter what we did in our litigation, we would always think about how to do it creatively. And I also was very aware that he's such a titan of the bar. What do I need to do to expand myself and create a name for myself as an ambitious person? And as someone who really wants to be of service, how can I help other people and my clients and the world really at large, such an idealist? So I really kind of viewed the world from that viewpoint. And then after doing that litigation for so many years, I decided I really wanted to do coaching and training to help professionals. I work with lawyers and lots of other professionals, mostly women when I was in New York, but how can I help them create a career that they love and to think creatively about their lives? And when I started doing that, it was 2007. So that was when the recession started hitting. And you probably remember in New York, you'd walk down the street and stores would be closed, open one day, close the next.
So
I really learned, I call it getting an MBA in Manhattan on the street, right? So I did everything. I had newsletters, webinars. I did joint ventures. I did parties around the city. I did lots of, you know, speaking and engagements. I did anything I could to attract clients in this time that was pretty scary for all of us. So I learned how to be an entrepreneur. And now in all the work I've done since then, I really try to work with professionals, including legal marketing people. I've been on that side of the fence at Blank Rome and in my own business. And then also on the litigation side, how can we think about being an entrepreneur? And you understand that having your own company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so interesting. And, you know, life balance is such an important component, especially in the legal industry where, you know, you have so many lawyers and so many, you know, even marketing professionals that are just not happy in their careers, or they can't seem to accomplish that balance. So why did you decide to write this book? What did you think about, and what made you to decide to do it?
I think in some ways I decided I wanted to do something for myself that had never been done before. I mean, there's no planner. It's also like a career guide. So this book is a 200 something page career guide with planning pages, but lots of ideas about business development, career development, resources for personal life, your professional life. I wanted to create something that felt like anyone who used it had, I'm holding their hands, right? So basically it's having a career development person, an industry expert, and a life coach in this book, because I would like to have that for myself. And as someone who's now a mom, so I'm also a mom on top of it.
Wow. Do you sleep at all?
My husband calls me the beast. He's right. My wife is a beast. But, you know, for me, I get so much joy around helping other people because that's where I get my energy. And so for me, I did this book so that I could try to help and kind of wish I had something like this when I was in my career. And so I'm actually flipping it into another book. There'll be another book coming out in the next few months for women professionals generally. So it's going to apply across the board to women professionals, not just lawyers. But I really want to create ideas and support. And there's lots of checklists with ideas about business development and marketing and personal wellness. And I really, it's almost something I wish I had. And it was a labor of love. I worked on it for over 2 years on my commute, on the weekends, at night. And I dedicated it to my daughter because I would love to have her to have a life of balance in a way that many of us don't. And I think you made a really good point just a minute ago about how in the legal profession, whether you're a lawyer or you're a legal marketing professional or a professional in a law firm, it's a very stressful environment.
Yeah.
For many of us. When you know, there's a lot of pressure. Lawyers in firms bill 6-minute increments, right? So that's kind of a crushing way to measure your life. And legal marketers, as we know from the studies that came out recently, they have, you know, mental stress issues as well. So I think that recognition and the ABA wellness initiatives and all those pieces is really important because we know there's a lot of substance abuse in the legal field, twice the national average. I have a book, I actually have a page about that in the book. Like, do women really need to drink rosé all day? Like the marketing towards, the marketing towards women is very troubling to me. The more you kind of realize, wow, that advertisement's really designed to get women to drink or have mommy juice or whatever. So, and my approach is always like, are you happy professionally and personally? So when I coach lawyers as well, I say, are you happy professionally and personally? Let's focus on both sides because that's really what our lives are about.
Absolutely. And if I feel like if you don't have one, it's hard to have the other, right?
So, I mean, how do you find balance, guy? Like, what do you do to take care of yourself?
So what do? I exercise a lot. I try to, you know, go to the gym at least 4 or 5 times a week. I think that helps me a lot to think through things. You know, and for me, one of the most important things as a professional is I always, well, I'm a little bit like you or a lot like you in that I love helping people. You know, I recently developed a course for law firm marketers that teach them the fundamentals of digital marketing. And it's has been one of the most, it's been one of the most rewarding things for me, just, you know, teaching people what I've learned along the way and helping them figure things out. I really, really enjoy it. So I love to help people and I love to help my clients. And I also, I find learning really, really important. I'm always trying to learn new things, whether they have to do with my job or not. You know, recently I've been getting really involved in learning. I'm an amateur mixologist, so I really love to learn how to make drinks and the history of different drinks. And so, you know, it's all about, for me, is really balancing my work, which, you know, can get overwhelming sometimes, with the ability to help people and the ability to continuously learn new stuff. So that's what works for me. So you talk in the book about how having fun is a key part to success. And I totally agree. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of have a formula. And there's a 4-step formula I personally use and ask people I work with to consider using. And I call it the GALA approach, which is G-A-L-A. It's an acronym that's kind of easy to remember. And I like it also because it helps us think about our lives kind of like, how do we curate our lives, right? And what do we want to bring in? What do we want to create in it? So I like to view it as kind of a party. When you plan a party, what's the point of it? Is it a fundraiser? Is it a networking event? But think about, you know, who do you want to invite to your party? What are you going to serve at your party? So there's 4 pieces to it. And the first one is goals, right? So setting your goals, writing them down. A lot of people, I think, don't write goals down. And you think, oh, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But then at some point, a few years goes by and you say, I didn't actually ever get around to doing that. So I always say, you know, what are the goals that you want to have? And set small goals, one-year goals, six-month goals, one-month goals, or build up to 10, 20-year goals. So, and write them down. So that's the first G. Guy, what are like any goals that you want to share with all your listeners that you want to create this year? Like, what do you want to create? What's a goal for yourself?
From a business perspective or a personal or?
I think either. What has you most excited?
So from a business perspective, one of my goals this year actually is to write a book. So that is something that I'm starting to think a lot about and have started to develop an outline. But that's definitely one of the goals that I have for this year is to write a book a little bit about, you know, how I see marketing evolve within professional services. So that's on the business side, one of my goals. On my personal side, I think one of my goals is to get in better shape. So that's why I've been, you know, going to the gym, eating better, those kinds of things, basically.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you write your goals down?
I do. I actually do. I write them out at the beginning and then I try to check them at least once a week and see if I'm doing things to try to get me to achieve those goals. Because I completely agree with you, you know. Sometimes you think about what you want to do, but you're not really constantly checking in to see if what you're spending your time doing is actually, you know, driving towards those goals.
And, you know, I want to encourage any legal marketers who are listening to this podcast to think about that for yourself. Because I know a lot of you focus your attention on how do we support the lawyers, right? So how do we help our lawyers focus on their goals, on what they want to hit, on the marks they want to hit? And you sometimes, I bet, sublimate kind of what your personal goals are.
Yep.
So I suggest a lot of marketers sit down and take some time for yourself. Maybe even grab a bunch of your colleagues at lunch and sit down and say, what are our goals? Think about the goals you want to have for your career, right? So think about articles you want to write or money you want to make, books you want to write, just like you got, personal things you want to do, right? So do you want to start a side hustle? What vacations do you want to take? And what are things that you, a goal could be a new habit. What are things that you might want to do in your life and a habit you want to create, being exercising, mm-hmm. perhaps thinking about, you know, other wellness things that you feel you're in your life? Because law firms don't always pay attention to taking care of their marketers. Some do, right. Some don't. And I love legal marketers so much. They work so hard and care so much about the attorneys they work for. So I would really suggest everyone here really think about what is it that you want to create in your life? You know, maybe you want to go to law school or you want to get a different degree or MBA. Think about that for yourself. So that's the goal part, which is really fun. And then the second, the A, is action. So getting into action around that, right? So if there's something, and it could be, if you have a big goal, you can break it down into baby steps, right? So for you, you want to write a book and you're working on an outline. And maybe you say, by June, I'll have a first draft done or I'll have a first chapter done. Like, you can break big goals down into smaller pieces. If you want to get, maybe there's someone listening who wants to have more fitness, go for a walk around the block or, you know, even drop and do a few push-ups. You know, whatever it is, immediately get into action around that, because mm-hmm. that starts a little momentum. And I think it signals to the universe that you're ready to actually start working on these things.
And so you talked a little bit about, as legal marketers, you know, how hard it is sometimes. And one of the things that I know a lot of legal marketers struggle with is getting their attorneys to embrace business development and marketing and getting them to embrace networking. You know, a lot of times I'll speak to lawyers and they're like, well, I just don't have time to do that. And I'm like, well, I said, you know, what I tell them is, it's like anything in life. If it's important to you and you want to do it, you know, you have to make time for it. It's like, you know, if you decide to lose weight, I can't just decide to lose weight. I got to exercise. I got to eat healthy. So make time for it. So, you know, how do you work with attorneys to help them, you know, embrace business development, marketing, and networking?
That's such an excellent question. And it actually dovetails really nicely with like the last kind of L and the A mm-hmm. of the Galo approach, as well as kind of some of the coaching pieces. So the L and the A from the Galo approach is, L is learning. So always continuing mm-hmm. to learn and educate yourself, just like you do, Guy, right? So you think about how do we nourish our minds? What do we need to learn? It could be professional and it's personal. So when I talk to lawyers, anyone I coach, I say, build in 10 minutes a day of business development. I know you can find 10 minutes a day. And also 30 minutes of personal development a week. So it could be reading a book. I'm reading one of the numerous books from Richard Branson. I'm listening to Atomic Habits by James Clear on my Audible account, an app called Blinkist, which actually digests business books into 15-minute audio files, or you can read it in 15 minutes. So,
oh, wow. What's it called? Blinkist?
Blinkist, like blink. Like you blinkist. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I gotta check that out.
There's a fee attached to it, but I think it's worth it because there's a huge library of business and other books. So the learning part of it I find useful, and I encourage marketers to continue to learn and grow in your craft because that gives you more tools and ways to work with your attorneys. When you show the attorneys that you work with that you think like an entrepreneur, right? You walk the walk, you talk the talk, they will listen to you because you have more gravitas and you have more tools in your toolbox, right? Because you have more ideas how to work with them. So the learning piece of it is really important. And that's the same, for example, as spending time listening to this amazing podcast, to, you know, finding resources at the Legal Marketing Association, in your industry, whatever it happens to be, continuing to learn. And the last piece is exactly also how to get attorneys to focus on business development, which is the last A is adding more fun. How can we add more fun to our days? Richard Branson has a great quote that, you know, we spend 80% of our working lives at work. We want to have fun at home, and we spend 80% of our working lives working. Why can't we have fun there too? So I think that when I work with lawyers, I say, I always try to figure out what is it that, first of all, what's the most fun for them? So what are they saying? Oh yeah, this is, you know, I want to do this piece of it. And then I always ask, what is the piece that you dread the most? Because there's something interesting there. And for a lot of people, it could be that it's like networking. People don't tend to like networking events, but it's such an important piece of the business development pie, as it were. So to make it more fun, I'll say, well, maybe start a business development team. Maybe there's a colleague that you have a wonderful cross-selling opportunity. You go together to a networking event and make it fun for each other. It could be that you choose a topic to write about, to work on your thought leadership that no one has written about. The firm may have an interest in developing a new practice area, and that's really interesting for you. So maybe there's a way that you can cultivate a new practice area and try, you know, developing something new. I think that's really important. I ask lawyers and professionals generally, what does your office look like? Does your office inspire you when you walk into it? Are you proud of it? Does it make you feel, or does it make you stressed out because you have piles of things that are just, you know, kind of, you know, yelling at you as you walk in the door? Because the office is a place where you spend most of your life. Making it beautiful so you really enjoy being there, I think, is an important piece to everyday wellness. And it's also a branding opportunity. So for anyone, if you're a lawyer or a marketer, does your office say, I'm a CMO, you know, candidate, or I aspire to this? Do I look like I'm a rainmaker, right? It's not just dress for the job you want, not the job you have, but what does your office say about you? And that also at your home, does your home, you know, the more that you take care of some of the smaller pieces in your life, adding fun, it could be really having, you know, making a little extra time to eat something good for yourself. Bringing fine china and eating your meals at your office actually on a really lovely plate with real silverware. It could be that, you know, you reward yourself, you make sure you build in massages and wellness. It could be that you reward yourself after a networking event by going out for cocktails with friends, right? So there's lots of small ways to do that, but it usually takes a little bit of intention and attention to make those differences.
I love it. That's such a great approach. I love the whole process that you've designed. I think it makes a lot of sense. Let's turn to a little bit more of a serious topic. And we talked about, you know, the pressure that a lot of professionals are under in the legal industry. Do you have any advice for professionals who are struggling with various serious issues in their lives and how to deal with this pressure?
Yes, I do. And thank you for bringing up that topic because, again, the legal industry works so hard. Everyone works very hard, but there's not a lot of attention paid to sometimes the times when we're suffering a bit more. And it's also not something that's talked about. I helped run a nonprofit in East Harlem a few years ago, and secondary trauma was something we talked about because we help people. And, And you talk about that in the law. You don't talk about, you know, depression or pressure, because that's kind of a sign of weakness. So I think that the first step is knowing that you need help, right? And the wonderful thing is there's so many resources online. So talking to people, if you're a lawyer, sometimes law firms, I do believe some firms even have full-time psychotherapists on staff, is some place to start. Check your insurance, because your insurance may cover pieces. Look online for resources. There's even an app called Talkspace, I believe, that you can text with therapists. And it may not be something that you feel is a major problem, but you want to look into it. So there's a whole kind of new area of inquiry. It's being called like sober curious. People who may want to cut back just a little bit on something, because it's so easy at the end of the day after a long day, and maybe you get home and your kids are yelling at you, you want to have a glass of wine and it turns into a little more than you ideally would want. So
it's kind of
checking in with yourself, and that dovetails a little bit with the concept of fun, because if you feel that you're having a little more fun and the fun is part of your wellness, you may not feel quite as threadbare and stressed out.
That's great advice. Yeah, I love that.
And I think it's really great that the ABA has the new wellness initiative, and that includes, those pieces about legal marketing. There was a good piece in American Lawyer, it's actually on my desk right now, about the gentleman who killed himself a couple years
ago. I read about from his wife. That's a pretty amazing article, actually.
It really is. And I think that, I really want to encourage legal marketers listening to this podcast. Like, there's so many amazing resources for you to grow as a professional and as a person that then will give you more gravitas with some of the lawyers, and you can help them more. And what I love is there's a lot more discussion about how legal marketers are part of the team, right? We're part of the team to bring success. And I'm very happy to see that law firms are recognizing that more and seeing that supporting their professional staff should be prioritized.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, although I could definitely sit here and talk to you for a longer time. So maybe we'll have you back on the show in the future. Maybe after you publish your next book, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, what would you say, what would be your one actionable takeaway that you would give to our listeners, that are trying to balance their life and be successful in their careers?
Oh, such a good question. Thank you. I think the one thing, I'm going to put two things into one, is taking the 10 minutes, right? So 10 minutes of development for your day, write down some of your goals, think big and, little and big, and then take one small action step to get to one of those goals. Like take a walk around the block or sign up for a class or research a vacation and notice how that makes you feel. By having written it down and taken one step, how does that make you feel, and checking in with yourself? And I bet everyone here will probably feel pretty good if they do that.
Love it. Thank you so much, Marianne. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. For our listeners, if you want to connect with Marianne, check out her book. We will list her website, her LinkedIn profile, and her Twitter account on the show notes. For those of you that enjoyed this episode, I invite you to visit goodtobesocial.com/podcast so you can subscribe and make sure you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, you can also listen to some of our past episodes. Marianne, thank you again. And everyone else, thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.